Alright guys, this is just gonna be a video of me walking down the street here. The Opera House is right behind us. I just wanted to show you guys how I'm able to... I just want to show you guys that the average Ukrainian dude is like Zelensky tall, okay? So I'm just gonna walk around for... this video is gonna be like a minute or two long. I'm just gonna walk around and let you see. I'm 6'3", as you guys know. So you guys gonna see how I'm gonna pretty much height mug all the Ukrainian dudes as we walk past on the way to the cafe where I'm gonna do some work on MGTOW TV. While we're at it, guys, let's talk a little bit about MGTOW TV, Metwali Web Services. You know, this is like a great time to talk about that. So again, point of this video is just to show you how I'm able to like pretty much height mug almost all the Ukrainian dudes out here. And like a French Canadian expat said yesterday, the women here are beautiful, but the men are not much to look at. Like I said, vast majority of Ukrainian dudes look a lot like Zelensky. So let's talk about MGTOW TV, Metwali Web Services. So believe it or not, guys, MGTOW TV is actually growing. We're actually growing in Latin America, because I look at our Google Analytics. We are growing in Latin America. We used to be growing in Brazil. Now we are growing in Spanish-speaking Latin American countries, you know. So obviously, MGTOW is getting bigger. And as MGTOW gets bigger, we're gonna have growing pains. So that's why I'm spending most of my time here in Ukraine working at the cafe and not like going around. But then again, guys, you know, this trip was really about getting a feel for Ukraine. When I come back here later on, we're gonna do more of Ukraine. Odessa is on the map. I'm going to Kyiv tomorrow. So I'm hoping to get some things done right tonight on MGTOW TV. For example, the YouTube cloner, which clones channels from YouTube. That has been acting up, and again, it's due to growing pains. You know, too many channels are being cloned. I know some of you guys out there are saying that, you know, when you comment on somebody's video, that person doesn't get back to you. Guys, unless a person has a verified check mark, this channel is simply being cloned on MGTOW TV. You know, I know some people out there, kind of like the MGTOW Mirror Project, they want to clone channels on MGTOW TV. You know, in case they ever get deleted, or it's just that the channel is just too important and we need it on MGTOW TV, you know. So, yeah, unless there's a verified check mark right next to their name, that person is not attending MGTOW TV. Also, guys, I'm working on Metwali Web Services. We had some of you guys actually come over to our hosting. Our VPNs are top-notch, like TFM said. Our web hosting is also top-notch as well. Guys, we have a freaking professional team behind MGTOW TV and Metwali Web Services. Okay, guys? This isn't some, you know... This isn't like a hobby that I decided to like, you know, focus on. This is actually a profession that I do. So, yeah, when you guys come to Metwali Web Services, whether it's VPNs, whether it's web hosting, you guys are in good hands with us, you know. Our VPN is less than $5 a month. That's the lowest price in the industry. If you sign up for 2 years, it goes down to like $2.40, which again, lowest price in the industry. Soviet era tram right there. Again, guys, pretty much hype mogging the natives. This is the cafe I go to. I'm actually gonna show you this area where I'm going to right now. So it's like a hippie area, but they have super cheap food, you know. I ate borscht, which is authentic Ukrainian food. I'm actually addicted to it. You know, I'm actually gonna, that's why I'm coming back here. You know, usually I go to a different cafe, but I'm coming to the cafe here simply because of how good the food is. Now, the cafe and the food place, you know, they're next to each other, you know. I'm gonna show you where I go, okay, guys? I'm gonna show you the cafe I go to work at. Yeah, man. I mean, the women here are beautiful, but the men here are fugly dudes. It's like, when you see a beautiful woman with a fugly looking dude, it's like, what the fuck? You know, this is one of the reasons why the divorce rates here are so freaking high. You know, eventually these women understand their market value. All right, so this is where I go, guys. It's called Black Honey. I'm gonna be sitting in that window in like 5 minutes after I'm done with this video. So, I'm gonna show you where I go to get borscht. And it's only 120 of their money, which is like what? Divide by 4 is like what? $3, a little bit over $3. I mean, come on, man. That meal in America probably would be like at least $9.99 minimum. I'm getting it here for a little bit over $3. So, this is, like I said, this here is a hippie area. You know, you got cafes, you got restaurant, burgers, shit like that. Mainly college students come here, so you know they're broke. This is why it's actually rather cheap to come here. So, you see a lot of beautiful women at the cafes. They're single, because again, women here are beautiful. They know they're beautiful. So they're not gonna put up, you know, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again. As women become more and more empowered here, the less they're gonna put up with their men, and you can't blame them. Anyway, this is the place that I come to, okay? I'm gonna see if I can show you the name. It's right there. This is where I come. This is where I come for the borscht, okay? That's the name of the place right there. I think that's their Instagram, bratiska.pub. I'm sure if you guys go on Google, you type in Bratiska Bar Ukraine or Lviv, it's gonna, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you, man. I came here before, so a lot of people know who I am. So this is where I go, guys. You know, I have to admit, Ukrainian people are friendly. Once you speak English, and if you speak English with an American accent like I do, unlike Coach Bitchpill, who speaks with a faggot tranny accent, they get very happy, you know. This is a sushi place. I don't go there. We're just gonna show you what they have, you know. But yeah, usually, guys, when I'm in a country like Ukraine, I want to eat their authentic food. I don't want to fucking eat sushi in Ukraine, you know. I ate Chinese food in Latvia. If you guys remember, I ate Chinese food in Latvia. It effing sucked, man. But anyway, guys. Again, dirt cheap, really good food. You get your money's worth. I mean, you can, honestly, guys, You can eat here in Latvia. What do I keep on saying Latvia? Well, same thing in Latvia too. Look, for $10, you can eat out every day like a king here in Ukraine. Same thing in Latvia as well, you know. In Latvia, you go to Lido, L-I-D-O. Here, you know, pretty much anywhere for about $10, you'll be eating like a king. So, that's pretty much my video for you guys for today. Like I said, I have nothing negative to say about the people. I mean, the people have been very welcoming and friendly. Because we're Westerners and, you know, we're giving them billions of our hard-earned tax money. I'm just hoping Coach Bitch Bill doesn't come here because he's going to make us look bad. But then again, there's no Thai lady boys here, so I guess we are safe. Anyway, guys, I'm going to get on MGTOW TV. And remember, guys, if you want to buy hosting or VPNs, go to TFM's page. That way he gets credit for it, you know. And any of you guys out there watching this, I don't care if you're a content creator or not, you guys can also get affiliate commission from us, okay? If you sell a VPN, you get $5, you know. Remember the Brave browser, you know. So if somebody buys a VPN from your link, they keep it for over 30 days, you get $5. If you sell a web hosting package, I believe you get like 10% lifetime commission for that package as long as they have it. So if somebody signs up for a package for $100 a year, you know, you get 10% of that, which is like $10 a year. You know, if they sign up for a a $10 package a month, you get $1 a month, you know, as long as they have that package used. So again, commission, guys, I don't care if you're a content creator or not. And if you are interested in developing web applications or maybe even hosting your own clients, we will be perfect for that. You know, we'd actually be able to help you out, help your clients. So let's say you're somebody, you want to get into web development, but you're not like a super expert at it, but you're just starting there. Me and my team, obviously for a small fee, we'd be able to be kind of like your backbone support until you get to understand what you're doing. That way you can, you know, deal with the customers on your own rather than going through us to help you. So if you're interested in becoming a web developer and you want to start taking on clients, but at the same time you're still not really good at it and you just want to play it safe for a while, me and my team, obviously for a small fee, we can help you for that. For example, let's say you tell a client, hey man, I'm going to make a website for you for $200. Then you come to me and my team and be like, hey, Amar, this is what I want to do in the website. How much would you charge me? You know, depending on what you want, it could be like $20, $30. You guys have to remember, our main team is in Bangladesh, you know, where the average salary is like less than $300 a month. So we can pretty much work cheap. It's not going to be like $3. Let's get that out in the open right now. You know, the days of somebody charging you $3 an hour for web development, those days are gone. You know, you'd be looking at like $20 for web development. Also, guys, if you are somebody who actually wants to build a brand name for your website or your application, I actually hooked up with a coding agency here in Lviv, okay? They will pretty much provide services for our clients and they charge Indian rates, okay? So, and these guys are really good. So if you want like a big ass website, I mean, if you guys want, when I say a big ass website, I'm not talking about Uber. I mean, they can probably do Uber for you, but let's say you want a website let's say you're a doctor, for example. Let's say you're a doctor and you want a website where patients can come in, schedule appointment with you, do virtual meetings with you, stuff like that. Websites like that, me and the team here in Lviv can actually help you with that. Of course, something like that is not going to be a couple of dollars, you know. It might be, depending on what you want, it could be several hundreds of dollars to a few thousands of dollars. But at the same time, you have to be realistic. Like, okay, I'm a doctor, I'm going to spend, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 on this website, but this website will make me $4,000 or $5,000 a month. So obviously you're gonna get your money back, you know. If you're like somebody who wants to host your resume and you wanna waste, you know, $4,000 on a website and it doesn't make you any money, that's retarded. So you guys out there gotta keep in your mind, if I waste $100 on this website, will it make me back $200? And for you guys out there who have restaurants, we are perfect for you. So let's say you have a small restaurant, you want to have a website, maybe you want to have a website hooked up to PayPal, Stripe. There's a lot of WordPress and even websites on Codecanyon for about $100 or even less, where you can literally buy a ready-made restaurant website and then just have us install it for you for like $20-$30, get it up and running for you, and then you can take it over. I mean, imagine you spend, let's say you spend, you know, you can actually get the developer package right now with promo code HAPPYMONKEY, all one word, for like $69 a year. Yeah, I know, 69. It's easy to remember. And that's what me and Yogi Ob's mom always do. So, yeah. So anyways, so imagine you get a developer package with us for $69 a year, okay? Then you spend, $50, $60 on a script. Then you spend like another $20, $30 having me and my team install it and setting it up for you. So pretty much for $200, guys, you get a restaurant, a website, we'll hook it up to Stripe, PayPal, and then, you know, imagine, you know, people order from your website. You know, imagine somebody orders, you know, $100 worth of food from your website, you know, a week. They're probably gonna order more than that a day, but let's say a week. So they order $400 worth of food from your website in a month. Guess what? The money you spent with us, you already made that back in a month. So a lot of you guys out there, you gotta look realistically at your website and you gotta say, okay, let's say I'm a construction company, or I'm a handyman. Okay, so I'm a handyman, I got this website, it cost me $200. Most of you guys out there, your websites are gonna be around $200, okay? $70 for hosting, again, HAPPYMONKEY, one word, you know, $70 hosting, then maybe another $100 or so to get the script and have me and my team install it for you. So again, if you're a handyman, you're a lawyer, you're whatever, you get a website from us for $200. Hey, look who it is. It's the girl at the gym. How you been doing? You're from the gym, right? Yeah, let me go holler at her. Talk to you guys later.